So a couple other supportive care issues. We were talking about cytopenias. We asked the faculty panel what kind of prophylactics they utilize, and generally acyclovir, allopurinol, quinolone, antifungal therapy. Do you agree with that? And specifically, do you use fluconazole? And if so, do you change the dose of venetoclax?
Yeah, so great issues, active issues of considerable debate right now. I'll tackle the tumor lysis syndrome prophylaxis first. So allopurinol should be used in every patient or some type of uric acid lowering agent. It's very important. Tumor lysis syndrome is rare, admittedly. In the clinical reports that we have in the hypomethylating agent plus venetoclax, there were no reports of clinical or laboratory tumor lysis. In the low-dose cytarabine paper, I believe there were two cases of laboratory tumor lysis syndrome, not clinical tumor lysis syndrome. But remember, aggressive mitigation against tumor lysis syndrome was done in the context of those clinical trials. So, you know, it's, I think, a little cavalier to assume that tumor lysis syndrome is not something to worry about, because in those clinical trials, we were very worried about it and we took aggressive measures to mitigate against that. The allopurinol, like you mentioned, the dose escalation of the venetoclax, the fluids, the careful monitoring of electrolytes, the inpatient stay for the ramp up, all those, you can't dismiss those mitigation techniques when you say, well, there was no tumor lysis syndrome. So that one is, to me, an easy question with respect to the allopurinol.